Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paulie, you know the Las Vegas Tourist Board slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, their new ad recommends that somebody make his new public statements there to make sure nobody hears them. Who is the new poster boy for Vegas?
The new poster boy for who's the new poster boy?
Yeah, somebody who they say should only make statements there because, then you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, I see. Should only make statements there.
Right.
Clarence statements. Thomas.
No. Statements like, for example, oh, nobody should fly on planes or subways because
Joe Biden.
Yes, Joe Biden. The vice president of the U.S. has knocked off Carrot Top as the face of Sin City. Thanks to his ability to slice through Obama's talking points like a white tiger through Roy. After Biden gassed on last week about how we should all be afraid, very afraid of the swine flu virus, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Bureau took out a full-page ad in USA Today. It said, quote, Mr. Vice President, if you had said it here, no one would have known.
Is there something within the United States Constitution that makes it so that it is mandatory that the vice president
be ignored?
Be
yes, it's Article 3.
Somehow nutty. Because that has consistently been the case. You know, going back to the potato thing, any vice president has always just been like,
The shooting incident with
they're
Cheney.
Sort of the Barney to the nation's Andy all the time.
Paul, on Wednesday, reports of chaos, riots, at least one sit-in protest came in from across the country as Americans tried to capitalize on what?
Bailout money.
No. It was a finger-licking disaster.
Is this when they ran out of chicken?
No, they ran out of chicken. Yeah. Yes, they ran out of Kentucky Fried Chicken or Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
There you go.
On Wednesday, Oprah, you've heard of her, put up a coupon for free chicken on her website as a promotion for KFC. Everybody in America downloaded the coupon, and they went to lunch at exactly the same time. The computer server crashed. Managers at stores overwhelmed refused to honor the coupons. In North Carolina, cops blocked the doors of a KFC while angry customers raged outside. In New York, customers staged what some called a 60s-style sit-in, demanding their grilled chicken. Colonel Sanders could not be reached for comment, but a KFC spokesperson said he is working on a new secret recipe, tear gas, with 7 herbs and toxins. I can't be surprised that this did not go well. I mean, Oprah could offer a coupon for free rabies and 5 million people would sign up.
I don't think I wouldn't think her core audience would be rushing out to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Why not?
Well,
whatever she tells them to do, Paul. It's like,
yeah, but she won't be eating there.
If she told her audience, everybody to run to the West Coast, the country would tilt.
Tip over. Yeah.
Okay.
We'd all slide into the sea.
That's how I got my rabies.
Paula, a small plane crashed near Tacoma, Washington late last week, but miraculously nobody was hurt. Officials attribute the lack of injuries to the fact that the plane's fall was cushioned by what?
Plane's fall, Tacoma, Washington. A layer of aroma.
Smell's not off. Thankfully, there was no one waiting in line to use them.
Oh.
Cushioned by a porta potty?
Cushioned by a bunch of porta potties.
Cushioned by an entire herd of porta potties?
No, the collective noun for porta potties is loo. A loo of porta potties.
Free range?
Remember the rush of excitement we all experienced when Captain Sully landed the plane on the Hudson River? Well, for whatever reason, the pilot of this Cessna 182 that crashed into a bunch of portable toilets was not invited onto the Today Show. I don't know. According to the captain's log, the plane experienced engine failure shortly after takeoff, and when he noticed the little knobs on all the little potty doors were green, not red.
Hey.
But of course, braced for impact.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
So he was speaking into a recording device, and he said, I'm going down. Hold on, don't worry, I see some porta potties.
Well, you had like a 747 and the Hudson River.
Yeah.
And this was just a little Cessna, so you need a smaller body of water.
Exactly.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.